Well, good day, good people, good day in a hard time. And this great symbolic week is the week in which we're supposed to learn everything, because we're going to walk through it with Jesus, at least symbolically. And thus we call it Holy Week. So we've been very excited to align our so-called hard messages that you received last week with what we called in the men's initiation rites the five positive messages, and are under the rubric of the common wonderful. Now let me tell you why I named it that. The common wonderful can't be experienced at individual level if it's to go deep. It has to somehow be shared. It's common. It's, oh my God, this is the world we live inside of. And you have to have at least two or three other people who live inside that world with you, your family or somebody. And then it sticks. Then you can walk around inside of it. So basically, it comes down to this, that we give you, as we did last week, the difficult word, the folly of the cross. But that is too hard to sustain. It's too hard to hold or to believe over time if there isn't a positive field of holding, a force field that says, life is good. Was it Einstein who said, the question in the end, I'm sure I'm paraphrasing him, I should have looked it up, is it a benevolent universe or not? Well, what I'm saying here is we're allowed to believe, we're told to believe that it is, after all is said and done, a benevolent universe. God is not against us. And a lot of people don't know that. They really think it's a competitive contest in which God is the one testing them. And that just makes it real hard to think you could possibly win if God is sort of against you. So we hope we can give you great consolation and comfort, not we, but the gospel, by five positive messages that are offered in counterpoint to what looked like the five negative messages. And I remember when I was doing this 20 years ago, they weren't hard to find. In fact, I had to pick between a number of scriptures. Oh, here it is, here it is, here it is. Because it was all over Jesus himself and Paul. And so that's what we're offering you. And we hope that you can hold on to the first difficult ones, and without throwing them out, now be surrounded by the consoling messages, which will give you the strength, the courage, the enlightenment, the freedom, the possibility, use whatever word you want to hold the difficult ones. Because otherwise, the spiritual life becomes a drudgery, just a set of duties. And that doesn't last very long. You throw it off after a while. I think it's created over the centuries a lot of morose, anal retentive, forgive me, Christians who weren't happy about what they were doing, because the negative messages were given, but not the positive. So it's our great joy in this holiest of weeks to share one interpretation, and that's all it is, of the consolation of the gospel. The benevolent universe that allows you to say the other can still be true also. Disorder plus order equals reorder. And by next Sunday, we'll be all ready for reorder, which we call resurrection.